Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. We're delighted to be joined by Sapan Ghai, CCO of Sovereign Metals. Welcome back, Sapan.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Absolutely. So you must be delighted as well. Obviously, the company's just announced that Rio Tinto has exercised circa 34 million options at $0.535 Australian dollars each, increasing its stake to 19.76% for a total investment of 18.48 million Australian dollars. The proceeds will advance Sovereign's Tier 1 Kasia Rutile graphite project in Malawi, including an optimization study for developing a world-class mine to supply critical minerals for the titanium pigment, titanium metal and lithium-ion battery industries. This strategic investment underscores Kasia's global significance and strengthens the collaboration between Sovereign and Rio. Presumably, this further investment from Rio secures the project through to production, Sapan.
What it does is it adds, $18.5 million to the kitty. We were already funded through DFS. This allows us to put a lot more bells and whistles around some of the work that we're doing during the DFS and prior to it, as well as obviously after it. That includes everything from environmental social studies, a lot of the pilot mining that we're doing right now, and a lot of the test work in terms of getting our rutile and graphite products up to spec and matching the spec of our future customers as well.
So Sapan, are you happy?
Yeah, very happy. The one key takeaway is that we had Rio Tinto come in July 2023. They came in for an initial 15%, paid 40 million Australian dollars for the privilege. They've been very much a part of our team on the ground. You know, we have this technical committee that involves them, but we have a number of their specific experts who come on site and, you know, deliver their own IP into how Kasia should be developed. That's been immensely helpful for us. As you can probably see, you know, where we were 2 years ago to where we are today, pilot mining, and, you know, you can go see the pictures of what we're doing on the ground, but it's still only a small, you know, single digit percent of what the entire operation is going to look like. You know, Rio's helped us quite immensely with all of that. The fact that they've come in today and exercised their options and gone up to that 19.76%, I guess what it means for us is signals everything they've seen, done and heard over the last 12 months has ticked all the right boxes so far.
So the possibility they start buying on the market to take them up to the 29.9%, or is that very likely?
So we're ASX listed. So for us, it's not the 29.9%. For us, it's the 19.9%.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's the limit.
Offer. So at 19.76%, they're there or thereabouts.
Yeah, they just have to put their pocket money in.
Presumably any further investment, they would have to then make a bid for the companies. Is that correct?
Well, yes. If they went over the 20% threshold, they would have to make the same offer to all shareholders.
Okay. So Charles was castigating me here that I was saying it could be worth £500 million. And he was castigating me. We're about 195 million market cap now. With how much cash in the bank have you got in sterling? Probably, what, 20, 30 million?
I think, yeah, around 20 million plus this $18. So talking about 30 million, yeah.
So we're £30 million. So really the market cap, it's maybe 160 million sterling without the cash. So, Charles, why am I so wrong?
On the valuation
of
what it could be. I mean, like, I'm thinking it could be a lot higher than what you're thinking, Gav. I mean, putting an actual number on it is a bit difficult because it's a very specific kind of deposit that is kind of in a perfect storm in terms of who's invested in it and what it comprises. The first thing to understand is that Rio Tinto is obviously the obvious buyer for Kasia. This is just, you know, my view. Maybe Sapan can colour this a little bit, but obviously now they're almost at 20% shareholding. It's the largest titanium pigment producer in the world. They're going to want to maintain that market share of titanium. That net asset value that we have for Kasia, just over $1.6 billion. Obviously, the company is still drilling and expanding the asset, and that value could easily be improved if Rio Tinto has access to, you know, far better finance potentially than Sovereign can get for itself. And then on top of that, there's competitive tension there. because the team behind Sovereign could develop this mine by themselves instead of Rio Tinto buying out. And therefore, the offer that Rio Tinto will have to make might be higher than they would have to make to another company, which maybe didn't have the operational or financial competence to do it themselves. So there's all sorts of different things going on there. But I mean, the big thing for me is that rutile in general, I mean, new rutile deposits aren't being found. This is the largest rutile deposit in the world. Put the graphite to one side for a second. At the end of the day, Rio Tinto are going to want to buy it, and there's going to be a premium attached to it. Obviously, again, just an opinion, but I would be surprised if Rio don't buy out the whole thing within the next 12 to 18 months. But Sapan possibly can cover that in. I don't know.
Interestingly, yeah, he's sitting on the fence.
He might be smiling there, but he can't say anything. Obviously.
Interestingly, the other types of rutile that are available in the world are really not very good for the environment in terms of how they get it out.
No.
How they get it out and how they use it. So I think that is a big plus and something that a lot of these manufacturers, after whoever buys this or whoever digs the stuff up, it's going to be almost sold at a premium, I believe, because of its credentials, if you like, its green credentials. So I think, yes, it has multitudes of things going for it, so that's great. So Sapan, do you just want to say yes and you agree with all that, or what would you like to say?
Look, from our perspective, well, there's no plan A, plan B here. Our plan is we are developing Cassia, right? We found it, we discovered it in 2019. We went through and built it out into a JORC compliant resource. We did a scoping study on it. We did a pre-feasibility study. We introduced Rio Tinto as a strategic investor to help us in developing the project. We've built a team of individuals who've built umpteen mines across Africa, have been able to finance everything from discovery through to construction through to production. So we have all the bits and pieces to actually make this into a tier one producer of both rutile for the titanium industry and graphite. And, you know, both of those are critical minerals for whichever government you want to talk to today. They just can't get their hands on any supply. I mean, look, we touched on rutile, but 70% of global titanium metal comes from China or Russia. 77% of all natural graphite comes from China. So if you're looking to kind of separate yourself from there, you want a security of supply over both rutile and natural flake graphite for years to come, which Cassia provides.
Very good.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on, Sapan, and giving us the updates. Always a pleasure. And we'll say, Sapan Guy, CCO of Sovereign Metals, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, gents.
Cheers, Sapan.
Cheers.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.